欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天我们要讲两个单词，不过这两个单词呢，让我想起一个人。这个人呢，非常适合这两个单词。
His name is Andrew Carnegie. Andrew Carnegie，
你知道是谁吗？其实就是美国的钢铁大王安德鲁·卡耐基，也被誉为美国的慈善事业之父。
The first word to describe Andrew Carnegie is grassroots. Grass, your roots.
这个单词呢，从字面上来讲就是非常好理解的，就是草根了。1848年，卡耐基这一家人呢刚刚移居到美国，他们当时的生活是非常辛苦的。他之前呢做过信差，当过电报员、秘书，然后最后呢一路开挂，直到创立了家喻户晓的卡耐基钢铁公司。
So you can say, even though Andrew Carnegie is from the grassroots, he is a self-made man.
虽然卡耐基呢出生于草根，但是呢 he is a self-made man， 这也是我们今天所要学习的第二个习语
self-made man。 self-made 作为一个 compound word， 作为一个复合词呢，它指的是自制的意思。
自制人吗？其实不是这个意思。
self-made man it means a person who is rich and successful because they have worked hard, not because they were born into a rich familySelf-made man
指的是一个人因为工作非常努力呢，所以他非常有钱，非常成功，而并不是因为呢他们出生在一个富裕的家庭里。一个中文呢，我们可以理解为白手起家的人。
So you can say Andrew Carnegie is the typical self-made man. He was born into a poor family but became one of America's richest men.
安德鲁·卡耐基呢是一个典型的白手起家的人。
Typical 指的是典型的意思。He was born into a poor family.
他出身贫寒
but became one of America's richest men.
但是呢，就成为美国最有钱的人之一了。我们再整体梳理一下这个句子。
Andrew Carnegie is the typical self-made man. He was born into a poor family, but became one of America's richest men.
如果想要专项练习本期的节目呢，可以微信搜索卡卡课堂，加入我们早晨英语的会员课程哦。今天我们学习到了两个非常实用的表达，一个是草根
grassroots， grassroots，
草根 grassroots。另外一个呢，指的是白手起家的人 self-made man。最后呢，我们结合今天所学呢，来翻译一下这个句子。如果你知道它什么意思，记得留言告诉我哦。
My father was a self-made man. He came from a poor background and worked his way up until he became quite rich.